I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Israeli tanks and armored bulldozers entered Gaza today. The move came just after a clash between Israeli soldiers and Palestinian militants near the Gaza border. Four people were killed in the clash, two Israelis and two Palestinians. Earlier, we asked the BBC's Gaza correspondent John Donison to tell us what happened.
Well, what our sources inside Gaza are telling us is that there was an Israeli incursion, by Israeli soldiers into Gaza. Now, in this part of the Gaza Strip, the southern Gaza Strip, that happens relatively frequently. And what we understand is that there was then an attempt made by Palestinian militants there to capture some of those Israeli soldiers. And there was an exchange of fire, and this led to two Israeli soldiers being killed. That's now been confirmed by the Israeli military. Those are the first Israeli soldiers to be killed in hostile fire since Israel's major operation in Gaza over a year ago.
So this is kind of the first real violence in Gaza for some time since Israel left about 14 months ago.
I wouldn't say it's the first violence. What has happened quite frequently, particularly in recent weeks, is there have been rockets fired out of Gaza into southern Israel by various militant groups operating within Gaza. And there has then been heavy responses by the Israeli military, which often leads to the death of people who Israel say are militants within Gaza. So there have been many people killed actually in the past year within Gaza by Israeli military action. It's not clear whether they were civilians or militants, but this is the first time that Israelis have been killed in hostile fire.
As for today's confrontation and violence, has any Palestinian group claimed responsibility, or is Israel putting the blame for this with any group?
What we've got at the moment is Hamas, who of course control the Gaza Strip, their militant wing. They have claimed responsibility for the death of these two Israeli soldiers, but they said that was in a defensive action responding to this Israeli incursion. At the same time, another militant group, Islamic Jihad, who are generally regarded as more extreme, I think, have also claimed responsibility.
There's been a de facto truce in place since the Israelis pulled out 14 months ago of Gaza. Smaller factions have violated this truce from time to time. Does this mean, though, that a more formal ceasefire needs to be declared?
Well, I think it's fair to say that Hamas, who control Gaza, as I say, have made a concerted effort to rein in the number of rockets being fired out of Gaza. Israel itself would say that there has been a dramatic reduction in the number of rockets coming out of Gaza since that operation over a year ago. Now, Israel would say that shows the success of Operation Cast Lead. But I think it's also true to say that Hamas has said, look, we don't want these rockets coming out of Gaza either. We need a bit of breathing space. But there are all sorts of smaller militant groups who regard Hamas as having compromised too much and should be resisting more. And some of those groups continue to sporadically fire rockets out of Gaza into southern Israel. There have been an increase in rockets, shall we say, in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
The BBC's John Donison in Ramallah in the West Bank. Thanks indeed, John.
My pleasure.